The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Diana Clark. Gail is teaching a retreat today. It's fun for me to be here and to see the chats in the chat box. It's quite something. So many of us are from all around the country, around the world. I find it uplifting and heartwarming. So to begin our meditation, we can just bring our attention to the fact that we're sitting here, or if you're lying down, or if you're walking, or whatever it might be, just to arrive here with the experience of being here. Notice if there's any slight movement towards, oh, things should be different, or I wish they weren't quite this way. Here, I better adjust this. That may be true. But can we have it so that doesn't prevent us from arriving and being here? And just feel the body. Feel the experience of being in the body. Whatever posture, whatever shape we're in, whatever form our body is in right now. I realized I said the word shape. It's not so much about fitness as in thinking about the bigger experience of being in the body. A long rectangle, sitting cross-legged, more like a pyramid. Can we sit and know that we're sitting? To help us inhabit the body, it can be helpful to do a little bit of a body scan. Check in with different areas of the body. As a way to welcome all parts of our body in, a way to promote some ease. And also to support our fully arriving in this body. You You can check in with areas around the eyes and around the mouth. Two areas in which we often hold tension. You might find it helpful to just tuck the chin, just a tiny bit, a really small movement that helps open up some of the space in the back of the neck. Really small movement. Bringing our awareness to the shoulders. Having the shoulder blades slide down the back. The upper back. The lower back. And the chest. And the belly. And feeling the pressure of the chair or the cushion against our body. Feeling grounded, connected, supported. The upper legs. The lower legs. And the feet. Another place we can feel grounded and supported. Feeling our feet on the ground. The upper arms. The lower arms. And the hands. And feel what the hands are touching. Is it warm or cool? Soft? Rough? And then we can also bring our attention to the experience of having hands. That is, the throbbing, the tingling, the warmth we might feel inside the hands, so to speak. And in the same way, we can bring our attention to the sensations of breathing. That is the movement of the abdomen, the movement of the chest. Or maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. If you find yourself lost in thought, we don't have to make it into a problem. Just very simply, gently, begin again with the sensations of breathing. Feeling what it feels like to have an in-breath. And what it feels like to have an out-breath. Can we just become sensitive to the experience of breathing without the idea that we have to pounce on the breath or grab the breath or jump on the breath? Just becoming sensitive to the experiences of breathing. How does this idea of becoming sensitive to the breath, opening up our awareness to include the breath, how does that feel as opposed to taking the breath as an object, that expression? We're pointing to the same things with these different expressions, but becoming sensitive to, as opposed to taking an object, feel how that feels without making a project out of it, but just noticing. Can there be a gentleness, a warmth with the way in which we are mindful without being cavalier or dismissive or somehow not paying attention to the breath? Instead, can we use a certain amount of ease, warm-heartedness, as our mindfulness practice? I've heard some teachers describe mindfulness as warm-hearted curiosity. Affectionate curiosity, affectionate engagement, simple engagement with our experience. In an easy, relaxed way. In these last few moments, it can be helpful to just gently inquire about the level of effort, the amount of straining, or maybe not quite applying ourselves. And just notice, is this the right amount of energy or effort right now? Not too much, not too little.